Brock, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Could you talk about why speed is so important to an offense, specifically a guy like Fuller who can run like crazy and catch?
I would say speed's important to an offense because not everyone has speed. Not every defense has speed. Not every offense has speed. You know, speed is one of those things that, is one of those things that can't be coached. And so it's hard to find, you know. So speed allows you to do a lot of different things. You know, allows you to, stretch the field. It allows you to stretch the field vertically. There's a lot of different things you can do with speed, and if you don't have it, well, you can't do those things. So it's just one of those things that, it's hard to find. So when you find it, it's a special deal.
Is it an adjustment for a quarterback when you get a guy like Fuller?
You know, I think, anytime you get a new wide receiver or anything like that, there's an adjustment for the quarterback. I think each individual receiver, great speed, good speed, regardless of their speed, it's an adjustment for me to figure out the timing, where they like the football, where that ball needs to be placed. And as you guys can see through practice and games, that's something that we're constantly working on, and I think we're getting a little bit better each and every week.
Oftentimes it takes rookie receivers a little while to contribute. It seems like the learning curve is higher for receivers. Why do you think Will's been able to come in and immediately help the offense out for you?
You know, I think Will's done such a great job, through the first four games because of his work ethic. You know, Will, from the day he got here, has worked his tail off every single day. You know, he hasn't taken a single day off. In fact, a lot of players leave during the summer, and he stayed here, and I think that says a lot about him. I think it says a lot about him as a person. He didn't take a single rep off during training camp. He was in there every single rep, and you guys know how hard training camp is here in this heat in Houston. So, I don't think, Will's early success is, luck or anything like that. I think it's a product of his work ethic and who he is as a person.
Brock, just the balance between trying to get Hop going and not forcing him the ball. Yeah. And as you look back at a couple of those, do you feel like you were trying to maybe force it to him a bit?
Yeah, it's hard to call it a force because Hop is such a great wide receiver. And, he was one-on-one in both those situations. So I wouldn't call it trying to force a ball to Hop. I would call it I need to make a more accurate throw. I think on the first interception, maybe that's a decision. It was a play action pass and I had to slide in the pocket and there was a blitz and maybe I just throw that ball away. I believe it was first and 10. We always say, live to fight another play. So I think you could really chalk that one up as a decision making where I could have made a better decision. And then when you look at the second one, I think it's just I need to make a better throw. I think Hop did a great job of beating the defensive back off the line of scrimmage. I think I just underthrew it a little bit. But I know what you're saying. There is a fine line of, do you try to force your number one wide receiver the football? But in those cases, I don't think we were forcing anything. I just think I need to make better decisions and throw more accurate footballs.
Brock, can you talk about the Minnesota defense facing them, kind of what concerns you most?
Wow. There's a lot to say about the Vikings defense and there's a lot of positive to say about the Vikings defense. And I think it really starts with their front. When you look at their defensive front, they're a very active group. They're really getting up the field on the edges, getting to the quarterback in the interior. They're really pushing that pocket. They're extremely disruptive in the run game. When you look at their backers, they're a young group, but they're a very talented group. They're big, they're physical, they're fast, they're flying to the football. They're chasing plays down the field 30 yards. So you really see the front and the backers just big, physical, getting to the football, making plays, really causing some chaos with offenses. And then, when you look at the secondary, it's a great secondary. And they really know how to play within that system. There's some veteran guys back there that I believe are very savvy cornerbacks. You know, they're great pattern readers. You know, they know when to jump on a ball. They know when to, you know, maybe bail out of there and play a little bit soft. They know how to disrupt timing of routes. So really across the board, when you look at the Vikings defense, you're looking at a terrific defense, and we know the challenge we have going on the road and playing those guys this Sunday.
Brock, a couple of things. Get Braxton Miller back. Can you first speak on what this offense may have been missing without having him in the lineup the last couple of weeks? And can you speak to C.J. Fedorowicz's toughness being back at practice after having a knee injury in this last game?
Yeah, you know, the first thing with Braxton, you know, Braxton is obviously an extremely dynamic football player. You know, you've seen that the past couple years with everything he's done at Ohio State. And so it's great to have him back. You know, the one thing I would say is regardless of who's hurt or who's out, we do have a next man up mentality in this offense. And I think, you know, Jalen Strong stepping in for Braxton the past couple of weeks, you know, he really rose to the challenge and he did some really great things for us. And I expect Jalen to continue to do great things for us. So I'm very excited to have Braxton back and Jalen on the field as well. As far as your question about CJ, you know, he's a tough guy. You know, he's an Iowa Hawkeye for a reason. You know, he knows how to be a tough football player. So that doesn't surprise me that he was back. I think that's just a credit to his toughness, his desire to be great, and ultimately him just being a great team guy and being there for his teammates today as we prepare for, like I just said, a great challenge on Sunday.
Brock, Dwayne's been here throughout the offseason. You've had a chance to talk to him in meetings and whatnot. But as he works his way back into the starting lineup, what are some of the challenges that you and him face in getting that chemistry going?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't say there's really any challenge as far as, you know, Dwayne and myself. Because for the most part, you know, it's just communication either in the huddle or at the line of scrimmage of me telling him to play. So I don't really see any challenges there. I think, you know, obviously, for Dwayne, it's going to be getting back into game shape and things of that nature. But, you know, he's a heck of a pro and I know he'll be ready to go, but I don't really foresee any challenges between, Dwayne and myself. Just all smiles there. You know, anytime you get a player back like Dwayne, you know, at quarterback, you know, there's nothing you can do but smile with that one.
In the last three games, they've done a really good job against the top receiver on the other team. What can you do to make sure they don't shut down DeAndre like they have been the others?
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's so much as worrying about them shutting down DeAndre. You know, the Vikings, give them credit where credit's due, and they do a great job of trying to take that number one receiver out of the game. You know, they do some cloud coverage. They do some press coverage at the line of scrimmage and disrupt timing. And that's what makes DeAndre such a great receiver, is he's able to beat those double teams. He's able to beat that press coverage. But also what happens when DeAndre is double teamed, other receivers are one-on-one, and there tends to be a light box for the run game. So, you know, when DeAndre is doubled, we need to make plays elsewhere. Other guys need to step up, and obviously we need to run the ball very efficiently when we do have a six-man box.